FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
You can use the live streaming. It's the same feed that we send the syndicator, so
that's right.
It's great.
Check it out.
If you don't happen to, if you happen to be someplace you can't get the show on a terrestrial radio station,
we'd rather you listen on our affiliate stations because they got to get their commercials out there.
Sure. But you can also listen to the internet.
And they need to know they have listeners so we can get more and more and more terrestrial stations and take over the world.
That's right. The same thing we try to do every night, Ian.
But that is...
Try to take over the world.
But that is one high-quality internet stream you've got going. The people who are providing you with that bandwidth are...
At eatshirt.com.
Are wonderful, wonderful people. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, they are.
Yes, I am. So...
yeah. I am.
Also...
Have you sold any shirts yet?
A few.
Really?
Here and there, yeah.
That's excellent.
Anyway, Free
I'm
Talk
so
Live.
I'm so pleased with that, by the way.
Are you really?
I'd always wondered.
Yeah, yeah. But we've also never really pushed it, so.
Right.
It's just people who stumble across the site. But also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. For more information on the Free State Project, call 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
That's right. That is freestateproject.org. They're going to make 2005 the year that they're really going to push for some new membership. So they're going to have a serious membership drive going on. And they're asking people to commit to becoming golden porcupines, which means each one of the existing Free State Project members who signs up for this special membership drive is committing to finding three new Free State Project members by April something or other, which is going to be...
By tax day.
Actually, it's going to be the anniversary of, I think, the shot heard around the world or something like that.
Hmm.
So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Historically significant.
Isn't that Concord?
I think.
Bridget Concord.
1-800-259-9231. So, anything goes. You control the show. You bring up whatever it is that's on your mind.
You got a story over there?
I do. The United States. The United States. That's dramatic.
No,
bring up the story.
That's what it is.
The United States is steadily losing ground to the Iraqi insurgency, according to every key military yardstick. And this is not Al-Qaeda that's reporting this. This is Knight Ridder, which is a major... news publication. Knight Ridder analysis of U.S. government statistics shows that through all the major turning points that raised hopes of peace in Iraq, including the arrest of Saddam Hussein and the handover of sovereignty at the end of June, the insurgency, led mainly by Sunni Muslims, has become deadlier and more effective. Now, I don't know who the arrest of... I don't know whose hopes were raised by the arrest of Saddam Hussein. When that happened, what did we say on this show?
I don't know what
not
you
gonna
said.
Not
going to
do anything.
Show.
Yeah, it makes no difference.
Yeah.
None.
They don't care. Those insurgents doesn't mean anything to them. He wasn't leading anyone. He was down in the middle of the middle of the desert in a hole somewhere.
I don't know. I thought that it would probably slow him down a little bit, but apparently not.
Nope. Anyway, yeah, the analysis suggests that unless something dramatic changes, such as a newfound will by Iraqis to reject the insurgency, doesn't look like that's happening. Last numbers that we saw had estimates in around 250,000, 200,000 to 250,000 insurgents or / insurgent supporters in the country, which is far more than the amount of troops that we have. So I don't think that's going away anytime soon, as long as we continue to kill innocent people.
Well, they're already taking votes from, foreign polling places for their
right.
Iraqi elections. So there's lots of votes being cast. I just don't know how many are going to be cast by actual
people in the country?
People, Iraqis in Iraq.
We'll see.
I'm kind of interested in that.
When's that supposed to start? I thought
I
it was supposed to happen
really
yesterday.
I don't really care what happens. Let's just get an election in there. Let's get a government in place. Let's get out by February the 2nd.
You know, I saw something today, and I didn't put it into my prep, but I saw something that apparently someone did an interview with George Bush, and he actually said that if the Iraqis say they want us out, then he would leave.
That's what they say.
That's the first time George Bush has said anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that some of his advisors have said similar things in the past, but it's the first time those words have come from George W. Bush's mouth. Now, how significant that is, I don't know, because he at the same time also said, and that's not good, he basically said he didn't expect that to happen.
Sure, because we got all them boxes fixed.
Well, also because the candidates are pro-U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're not going to let a candidate in there that has that kind of a demeanor to him. And it led me to the question of, well, why don't they just put that question on the ballot? Since George Bush is so into democracy, mm-hmm. why not put the question on the ballot, should the American troops go home? Mm-hmm. What do you think that would get if the Iraqi
people
actually...
That'd be a nice little referendum.
Yeah. If the Iraqi people actually went to the polls, what do you think the response would be there?
I think that you'd get a majority of Iraqi people saying that they want us there.
What?
Yes, I believe that entirely.
That they want us in Iraq?
For now.
Why would they say something like that?
Till their government's in place. Because a good, solid government is good for doing business, and that's what people want. Now, I'm not saying we haven't made
mistakes. According to the polls I've seen, you're wrong.
Okay, well, it could be.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if a majority of Iraqis want us there. That doesn't have any, you know, that doesn't make any
Well, according to George Bush, it matters because democracy is a big deal to him. That's nope. according to what he says.
If George Bush wanted to be a democratic president, he should have gone to the Democratic People's Republic of China and ran.
Mm.
Because that's an alleged democracy. We are a republic. Should have stayed out of our presidency.
Yeah.
If that's, what he wants, is democracy.
So, anyway, it's axiomatic among military thinkers... It's axiomatic among military thinkers that insurgencies are especially hard to defeat because the insurgents' goal isn't to win in a conventional sense, but merely to survive until the will of occupying power is sapped. Recent polls already suggest an erosion of support among Americans for the war. I think it's hovering, around 50% right now, the American
Somewhere
support.
Around that, yeah.
Unfavorable trends. Here you go. Here are the actual numbers. U.S. military fatalities from hostile acts have risen from an average of about 17 per month just after President Bush declared the end to major combat operations back in 2003 to an average of 71 per month. That's a hell of an increase right there.
Yeah, it's a big one.
I mean, that's what, like a 300-500% increase, something like that?
It's a big increase.
The average number of U.S. soldiers wounded, didn't we just lose 30-something in one day? Not too long ago?
37, I think. In
something like that, yeah.
I don't know.
And a lot of them was from a helicopter crash, but nonetheless. The average, here's another one for you. The average number of U.S. soldiers wounded by hostile acts per month has spiraled from 142 to 708 during the same period. That's tremendous.
Yeah. So this is in the amount of time since George Bush said, the major military actions are over.
We're done here.
We're done.
We're cleaning up.
We're just finishing up, you know, just got to sweep everything
right.
out and, you know, make sure it's all ready for the next people to come in. And these are the increases in deaths and
According
injuries.
To U.S. government statistics.
Clearly he didn't know.
How can he not know? It's his decision.
What I'm talking about the major, the end to major fighting or whatever in Iraq.
Well, he could very well have made it the end of major fighting in Iraq by
left.
Saying, okay, well then, let's bring all the boys home.
Pack it up, boys.
We'll leave a minimal amount of people there in order just to handle, you know, whatever.
Packing the boxes, basically.
Right, because he couldn't very well just one morning say, okay, everybody go home now. Right.
Hopefully in a couple of months, it won't matter. Their little election will be over. They'll have their, silly kangaroo election.
Do you really believe that... It's going to not matter in a couple of months?
I don't think the Iraqis are going to want us in their country,
They don't want us in the country now.
Which
but George Bush is going to insist that we stay there until the Iraqis can handle this
themselves.
I don't
think we are going to stay there. Are we still in South Vietnam? Hell no. We lost.
We're still in Korea.
But we didn't lose that one.
Yeah, I don't think George Bush thinks we're losing, though. I think that's the key.
Well...
And we were in Vietnam for a long, long time, man, which not 2-3 years. We were there for over a decade.
Yeah, but Americans don't have the same stomach for wars as they used to. And 1,400 people...
I hope you're right, okay? I hope you're absolutely right. But according to the attitude of this megalomaniacal nutcase...
Oh, come on.
We're wrong. And even if you are right, you know Iran's next. You just can take them and move them into another country. 800-259-9231. There's more statistics here, more shocking statistics coming up on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. And that's to join my Carotec Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Carotech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political or personal or somewhere in between. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, go to the website and take a look at the BBS. You can post anything that may happen to be on your mind there with other Free Talk Live listeners. There are thousands of messages, hundreds of people who are posting there all the time. We're almost at 300 people. So
we are.
Help us get a little closer. Go over to the freetalklive.com and click on the BBS. You can take a poll. You can make your own poll. Any question you can think of and just find out what people are thinking. It's fine. It's good. It's
and
enjoyable.
Some people on our BBS don't do much of that thinking.
No, that's very true. And there's always a good flame war just waiting to happen. If you're into that kind of a thing, on the Free Talk Live BBS.
It's there in spades. Although right now it's died off. The
right.
Flamers have kind of gone away because I think they got ignored for a little while and they You know how trolls can be. They just kind of throw up their hands and go find another BBS or a board to post on.
Right, yeah, that's true.
We're talking about the actual statistics from Iraq that actually show that the insurgency, according to U.S. government numbers, which you would think are a little bit slanted in the first place, showing that the insurgency is growing larger and more effective. And normally when things grow larger and more effective, it's a good thing. But in this case, no, not good, because it means more of our boys and girls and friends and family members are dying.
Yeah.
I think I saw the most recent number, we're close to 1,500 dead now in Iraq.
Very.
And, of course, that doesn't include all the innocent Iraqis that are dead as well, which there are thousands of
hundreds
Iraqis.
Of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands?
I've seen it reported between 200,000 dead Iraqis in
really?
This war to 500,000.
Are
and
you
I don't
serious?
Believe 500,000.
I've never seen those numbers. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a lot of people.
Yeah, the last numbers that I'd seen were around 20,000. Not that that's good, but nowhere close to that. Maybe I just haven't looked in a long time.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, anyway, here's some more statistics for you. Attacks, and if you want to interrupt the show, change the topic, if this bores the tears out of you, then please, 800-259-9231. You can literally take control of the airwaves here. Attacks on the U.S.-led coalition since November 2003, when statistics were first available, have risen from 735 attacks per month to, guess how many?
I don't know.
How many per month?
Risen from 735?
That's how many times they were being attacked per month, coalition forces.
1,250.
2,400.
Ah, good God!
That's a lot of attacks per month.
That's more than three times as many. Air Force Brigadier General Irv Lessel, the Multinational Forces Deputy Operations Director, told Knight Ridder on Friday that attacks were currently running at 75 per day, at about 2,300 per month, well below a spike in November during the assault on Fallujah, but nearly as high as October's total. The average number of mass casualty bombings has grown from zero in the first 4 months of the American occupation, now to an average of 13.3 per month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when the crazy suicide bomber types go in and bomb wherever. 13 per month now.
That type of thing that makes them put out a 3-day ban on driving.
Right.
Right.
Electricity production has been below pre-war levels since October, largely because of sabotage by insurgents, with just 6.7 hours of power daily in Baghdad in early January, according to the State Department. Can you imagine that? I mean, here we live in Florida, where we do this show from.
Right.
And from time to time, during a certain part of the year, we have to deal with hurricanes. Now, during a hurricane that comes close to your area, which, again, it's a hit and miss as far as whether or not it will actually come hit your area, but if you get close to one of them, you're probably going to have some down power lines, and you might lose power for an hour, at worst, 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at worst, if
mine was down, well, I'm during this, this summer of the hurricanes.
Right.
One of them hit, and I was down for 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, that's
at
worst.
But
that's imagine
worst
having
I've ever had my life.
Imagine having an average of 6 hours of power per day.
Yeah, that's how it is in quite a few countries.
Yeah, and imagine, an hour of that coming in the middle of the night when you're asleep, and so during the daytime, how are you supposed to keep any food cold? How are you supposed to... I mean, gosh, they're in the middle of Iraq. It's got to be sweltering. So there's that statistic. Iraq is apparently pumping about 500,000 barrels of oil per day fewer than its pre-war peak of 2.5 million barrels per day as a result of attacks, according to the State Department. And according to this article, the combat numbers are based mainly on the Defense Department releases. So these are official government numbers. Very interesting, huh?
Mm.
Not good.
Not
getting better. So do you think that after the elections happen here, that all of a sudden the attacks are just going to go away? That these insurgents are just going to, look, they elected some good people. We're going to stop bombing you now.
And they're electing a messiah to bring them forth, into... a wonderful, peaceful, happy society. Now, whoever they elect is going to be completely ineffective for I don't even know how long. There's absolutely no way, it doesn't matter who it is, that this person can just step into an office and make everything right again. It's just, I don't know who's more delusional, though. I mean, I don't know if the person who is running for this, is it going to be a presidency or what is the actual office going to be?
Is that what it is? President of Iraq?
Yes, that's what they've been talking about.
So whoever's running for the president of Iraq, if they're deluded enough to think they're going to be able to fix things right away, or if it's the troops thinking that, if they're delusional, thinking they're trying to put a fix in place for all of the bad stuff that's happening in Iraq by shooting everyone and making just the exact same things continue to happen. I don't know. It just it doesn't make any sense to me.
The longer we stay, the worse it's going to get. What is Iraq going to look like after 10 years of American occupation? Can you imagine that? I can't.
No, I think they would have killed every insurgent at that point.
No, I don't think so. How could they do that? Because the more people they kill, the more insurgents they create. That's the rule.
No, and it's sandwich. Not quite the rule.
It is.
No, you can subjugate a people. You absolutely can. Look at Castro. Is Castro having a lot of problems with insurgents?
Well, all right.
I mean, you can finally subjugate a people.
Mm.
I'm not saying that that's a good thing. And we're supposed to be quote unquote bringing freedom to Iraq.
Right.
That doesn't mean killing off all their males. You know. And I'm certain that there's plenty of guys, you know, they're claiming that lots of Syrians and Jordanians are coming across fighting and all that stuff. It's an opportunity for every Arab male to get a gun and kill Americans, which is really, well, you know, it sounds like a good deal to them.
As a matter of fact, the numbers are going up. At the close of 2003, U.S. commanders put the number of insurgents at 5,000. Earlier this month, General Mohammed Abdullah Shawani, the director of the Iraqi intelligence service, said there are 200,000 insurgents, including at least 40,000 hardcore fighters. That's an increase of an eightfold increase there, from 5,000 to 40,000. The rest, he said, are part-time fighters and supporters who provide food, shelter, funds, and intelligence. And he says, or one of the university political science professors in Baghdad says, many Iraqis respect these gunmen because they are fighting the invaders. That's how they consider the United States invaders, as they should. The insurgents are, quote, getting smarter all the time. We've seen a lot of changes in their tactics that say, one, they're getting help from outside, and two, they're learning, according to a 16-year Army veteran, Sergeant Glenn Aldrich, age 35, of Houston. The resistance has grown despite suffering huge casualties to overwhelming U.S. firepower. Exact statistics aren't available. Insurgent attacks have shifted from small groups of men shooting at tanks with AK-47s to powerful car bombs and roadside explosives. And well-planned assaults, kidnappings, and assassinations. We need to come home, and we need to do it as soon as possible. But that's not going to happen. Not with this administration. This maniac wants to end tyranny all around the world? What is he thinking? How can he just sacrifice all of these innocent lives to his grandeur? 1-800-259-9231. This is a sick situation we have here. If you've got comments, make them.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible Life Wave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The Life Wave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great. And just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants. It's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons. And I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe. It's natural. It's healthy. And it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. And you'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
That's right. You can literally bring up anything you want. And we do have the Lycos Top 50 coming up sometime tonight, assuming that you don't completely dominate the show tonight, which you can do. You can literally make this your show and hijack the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can also log on and get interactive with us. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. If you're a lady and you listen to the show, we want to show you off. You don't have to be a professional model or anything like that. We've got women of all shapes, sizes, colors, and ages on our website. Dozens of them on the Shrine. So be sure you check that out and then submit your picture, okay? The details are all there at freetalklive.com. We're going to go right to the phones, right to the fun, because that's what this show is about, your calls. Let's go to Rick in Wisconsin. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. This is Rick from Wisconsin. Manifest Destiny, Rick.
Rick, you're on with Ian, Manwich, and Scott.
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing
all right. How you doing?
I just want to follow up with a little bit of that Iraq talk there. You guys didn't bring this up, but Ted Kennedy had said that, okay, once the elections are done, it's time to start pulling people out of Iraq.
Well, how does Ted Kennedy have anything to say in this matter?
Well, all I'm saying is that he is just bringing it to the forefront that we shouldn't be there. And
I guess that's good.
Right. And what I'm saying is
Ted Kennedy vote against giving George Bush the power to go into Iraq?
That I'm not sure about.
Okay.
I'm from Wisconsin, and you got to love Russ Feingold because he voted against, or he has some information, or he had made a comment recently about Gonzalez being the, what's he going for again?
Attorney General.
Attorney General, yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. It's Friday night. You've got an excuse, Rick.
A little bit tired. Anyway, so I just want to focus on that and just say that, you know, at least Kennedy is bringing that to the forefront. Hey, let's get the hell out of here. You know, and I just, you know, and this is one of the things that always bothered me about people ripping on the French, you know. This was in regards to Revolutionary War. Our own fight when we were trying to break away from England.
Got it.
The French actually helped us, you know.
Yes, they did.
And so that kind of ticks me off when everybody talks about the French in that manner. But in the same respect, how many countries helped us during our Revolutionary War? Or not our Revolutionary War, but back in the 1800s under Lincoln.
The Civil War?
The Civil War, yeah.
The French supported the North, I believe, during that, but not like any real capacity.
So what I'm saying is that with all the religious factions within the state of Iraq, they have their own stuff to work out. Why are we there?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you ask that question, and then, you know, obviously look at that Iraq has 11% of the oil, you know why we're there, and I mentioned this before, Manifest Destiny thing, the new found level of trying to promote American business within all these foreign nations that we decide that we need to protect under that, what the heck was that law that said we have to defend the whole world? Was it a Madison law, James Madison?
I have no idea.
No,
there's some law that was, and one of the presidents said we're the police the Western Hemisphere or something like that.
Really?
Oh, wasn't the Monroe Doctrine, was it?
Yeah, Monroe Doctrine. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's for the Western Hemisphere, but
right,
not the whole world.
Right, but then obviously we decided that at some point that we had to take care of the rest of the world as well. So.
Well, yeah, now we've got the new war on tyranny, apparently, in this country. So even if we pull out of Iraq, then it's just going to give George W. Bush some more troops so he can go invade his next choice.
I don't think he's going to fall for it again. Though.
Where are they going to get the troops then, you know?
Well, they're going to pull them. If he pulls them out of Iraq, then they'll have the troops to go into Iran.
Possibly, but, you know, I mean, there's been numerous bills that have been promoting a draft as well, so.
Well, yeah, that's also something that we've definitely reported on here on the show. And if we stay in Iraq and he still wants to move to another country, or wants to move an attack to another country, then that's certainly could become a reality.
Well, supposedly Iran's next. I mean, if you guys watch the news at all.
It's crazy, and he doesn't apparently need any sort of permission from Congress anymore to do these things. He can just move the troops wherever he wants to, apparently,
well,
right?
Well, that's why the Democrats are upset with the Gonzalez nomination, is because he selectively forgets that he was promoting the torture. Not only that, but recently in the news, I forget if it was yesterday or the day before, China did make a deal with, I believe it was Venezuela,
okay,
regarding uranium and oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they made some other...
I have not seen that.
And I may be mistaken about that country, but I think it was China that made that deal. And then I also think that China made a deal, or another nation made a deal with Iran, so, either for arms or oil.
So what?
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying, but there is a reason why we're there as a country, is we're trying to leverage the fact that, look, okay, here's the point. The point is that the U.S. is fearful of the industrial revolution that is going to occur in India, or actually the promotion of India and China.
You know, if the U.S. wasn't meddling,
first world nations, they're afraid of that.
If they weren't meddling, if the U.S. government wasn't meddling in these other countries' business, then they'd have nothing to be afraid of. So if our government really is afraid of those other countries, then its fear is generated only through its own actions, and it's sad and it's pathetic. And I, you know, if those countries become first world nations, then more power to them. But if we would just withdraw our troops and get back to our own business about being free, then we'd be fine.
Well, that's
have any worries.
That's the same thing with the openness of the media promoting the fact that Bush is supportive of Ariel Sharon, and that Sharon doesn't, you know, Sharon is pro-occupation of the West Bank. So, I mean, to not give the Palestinians a opportunity to have their own land is obviously kind of peeing on the fire that this whole thing is going on with the terrorists. I mean, it doesn't.
You know,
make sense.
The Palestinians haven't been real good on their end of this bargain. You know, it's like every time there's something going on, something happening, they want to blow up a bunch of Jews. I'm sorry, I've got to say the Palestinians, bunch of jerks in this whole peace process. What the Palestinians, it seems, really want, at least the Palestinians with the guns and the bombs, is all the Jews dead.
Well, come on.
What?
I mean, it's...
What?
It's,
are you watching the news?
They want their own land, and if they can't get their own land, of course... Look, if somebody told
it's
you that
not
you had to
their
move up,
land.
You know, I don't care what happens between those two countries, doesn't, or those two groups. It doesn't matter
a damn to me.
It doesn't matter a bit to me. I think we need to just pull out and let them fight amongst themselves. But, hey, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. Final words real quick.
Well, hey, I'm just pro like everybody. You know, I want good things to happen for the whole world. I may be an idealist, but my point is that I see these miscommunications, I see these things, and you know, I'm glad you guys are talking about them, because, you know, you're reaching more people.
Well, somebody's got to do it. It might as well be Free Talk Live.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks Rick. We appreciate your input. 800-259-9231. He brought up the Attorney General nominee, Alberto. Now, he hasn't been confirmed yet, has he? He's still a nominee.
But he's going to be confirmed.
I'm sure he will be. Alberto Gonzalez.
I believe he has.
This from the Gun Owners of America. They're saying it's a nominee, and this was written on the 25th. Apparently, he has supported President Bush's position on the semi-auto ban. According to Gonzalez, the president has made it clear that he stands ready to sign a reauthorization of the federal assault weapons ban if it is sent to him by Congress. And he says, I, of course, support the president on this issue. So you've got a...
He supports the president on every issue.
Yeah, well, you've got an attorney general and a president, a supposedly Republican conservative president, that supports a gun ban. This is scary. 1-800-259-9231. I hope that we're all still alive in 2008. 800-259-9231. This is your show.
How very dramatic.
You take control. It's going to get bad, dude. It was a bad 4 years, and it's only going to get worse because now he doesn't have to worry about getting reelected. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us about anything. Whatever's on your mind, personal, political, it's the Friday night edition. And one of the things that we've decided to start doing on Friday nights, because, again, this isn't always a political show. You know, it doesn't have to be this way. You can literally take control. It's just that sometimes there's some hot politics stuff that I've got to get out on the air, that we've got to get out on the air. Now, we could get back to that, but it's time to do a little Lycos Top 50.
That's right. Something a little lighthearted and fun.
That's right. But if you want to bring us back down, feel free to call in at 800-259-9231 and literally hijack the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can get interactive with us on the website at freetalklive.com. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your pleasure. And oh, I tell you, the archives, they could be pleasurable for you. 6 days worth of them, fully archived, fully described, right there on the front page of the website. The last 6 days of the show, all of the hours, you won't miss a beat. So even if you did, you can always tune in later on at freetalklive.com. Now, we did this towards the end of the year, or maybe right after the end of the year, the Lycos Top 50 for 2004. Lycos is an internet search engine, and I don't use it myself, but there's no Google Top 50, so that's why we're doing
Well, there is every year.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't realize they did that.
Yeah, they...
So they're ripping off Lycos, huh?
No, they release just all kinds of amazing information every year on Google, like how many searches they had and from what geographic regions and what hours of the day and just all of their stats and then what search terms were the highest and all kinds of stuff.
So these guys do it every week. They kind of take... They take a catalog of all the different search terms throughout the week, and they filter out some of them. They're actually, there's an article here about how they've taken the Bible off the list. Not because they're trying to be anti-Christian or anything like that, but they have this...
so boring?
Well, no, what they have is they've been doing this Lycos Top 50 for a few years now, and the Bible has been on the list every single week, and they say that it doesn't really have any pop culture significance, so it doesn't necessarily show what America is thinking about, because it's always there. It's consistently there. And so they've taken it and they've put it onto the Lycos retirement list, basically, because it's never left the list. Although Britney Spears hasn't either, but I guess she qualifies as more pop culture.
And she's a musical genius.
Right. Well, Britney Spears always has something new happening with her.
True.
The Bible's always the Bible, and people are always all about the Bible.
So we got the Lycos Top 50. If you want to comment, 800-259-9231. Let's do the Top 15.
The Top 15.
Terry Hatcher, number 15.
What's she do?
She's one of the housewives.
On Desperate Housewives, which I watch that show.
I've seen a few episodes myself. I'm not a huge TV watcher, but this is another show that I've caught, and it's quite good.
It is a good show. I've actually missed the last couple of episodes.
Jackie could clue you in. She's on top of that.
I'll have to find a way to get my hands on some copies.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I've watched every episode. So
it's kind of like a really good soap opera, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's like a really good soap opera. I like that show a lot. Johnson and I actually watched that show every week. So
excellent. And Terry Hatcher, of course, also was on the Superman show a long time ago. That's pretty much the
only... I remember.
Yeah, Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark. Those are probably her two most noteworthy accomplishments.
She was a Bond girl.
Okay, yes. Yes, she was. And now she's number 15 on the Lycos Top 50. Number 14, poker.
Poker.
It's hot.
It is.
The hottest sport in America.
I still think we need to have a Free Talk Live poker night. We need to get Johnson and Jason and the five of us need to play poker.
When are we
going to
possibly do it?
It would have to be a Sunday.
We'd have to do it on a Sunday, or we'd have to do it during the day on a Saturday, possibly.
I suppose.
Why don't we do it tomorrow at around 11 o'clock?
Yeah, right. Sorry, I'm busy.
That's right, Manwich is getting married tomorrow morning.
That's right, I am.
By tomorrow night, and no, you're not going on a honeymoon, your ass is going to be in this studio tomorrow night.
That's right. No honeymoon for me.
You could be in a Caribbean island with your sweetheart, but no, you're going to be here with me.
And I'm not doing, obviously, I'm not going on a bachelor's night out or whatever they call that.
Because you're here right now.
Because I'm here right now.
Yeah, no. Nope. You're off the air at 10 and...
No, please. Yeah. I'm not going to some strip club and let some hookers spank my bottom for, I don't know, $500 or whatever it is. No. Thank you, no.
Oh, I was just thinking about taking you out for a drink after the show. That's all.
I work all day. I'm tired.
Number 13, Hillary Duff. And underneath each one of these names or these entries, they put the reason why they think that this individual or this thing is on the list. Apparently, she performed at the inaugural for Bush. I was not aware of that.
I didn't know that either.
It says inaugural concert, which either means she did her first concert or was playing at the Bush.
One thing. Would suspect.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston, number 12. Of course, we all know that, or not we all, but most people know she split up with old Brad Pitt.
Well, I happen to be at the grocery store today.
That's the only way I get my gossip is from sitting at the grocery store lines, because I don't pay any attention to the Hollywood stuff.
And apparently the People or something had a title and, you know, had their front page saying that they're back together. I don't know what that means, though.
Who cares?
I
just don't understand why people are so obsessed
apparently
with celebrity.
I do a little bit.
Well, because you looked and read the headline?
Yes.
Well, what the hell else are you going to do? I mean, that's all you can do in a grocery store line is read the damn headlines.
See, I enjoy following that type of thing only because people put celebrities on such high pedestals. They're just like, oh, Brad Pitt is so amazing. And these types of things he's just a guy.
Yeah, he's just
a guy cheated on his wife, you know. He's a schmuck, pretty much like any other schmuck that you find on the street. It's just his job is being in movies, whereas this other guy's job is welding something.
I mean, exactly. Yeah, Brad Pitt could very easily be a construction guy. You know? He just happened to get a break somewhere in his life and managed to land a role in a movie, and some producer liked him, or he, you know, performed a sexual favor for somebody and ended up getting a gig.
Oh, my.
So, 1-800, you don't think that happens in Hollywood? 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll continue with the Lycos Top 50 coming next, unless you want to interrupt the show and take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show, take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And man, what's
the Friday night edition, but just because it's Friday night doesn't mean our week's done with, because we have a special Saturday show that we bring to you.
A special Saturday show?
So you can tune in tomorrow night from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time and enjoy this very same program live.
I think I'm going to talk like that for the rest of the show.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, thank you.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We'll be happy to take your calls about anything that you want to talk about.
1-800-259-9231.
Spiffy.
All right, log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates service. It's absolutely free. You just put in a little bit of info, and we keep that all private. Actually, it's Yahoo that keeps it private. And we send you updates, email updates, whenever there's something new that you need to know about the show, and you're the first to know about it. Sometimes you'll find out even before Manwich does.
Yeah.
If you're members of the updates list at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Lycos Top 50. Again, you can interrupt us, though, and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. We left off with number 12, Jennifer Aniston. And as usual, I say, who cares? Who cares about the lives of these other celebrities? Well, apparently most of America does, because the rest of the top 12 is filled with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe they just want to see them naked. Number 11, Anna Nicole Smith. Of course, she just lost her her lawsuit.
Poor thing.
Lost her ass.
What do you
time.
Think about that lawsuit? I mean, it's a kind of an interesting...
I don't know much about it.
It's an interesting lawsuit, and the way that, inheritances are doled out. The old man, 89 years old, she marries this guy, and, probably gives him the best 18 months of his life.
Right.
Before he keels over. God knows. And this is, she was like a Playboy bunny or a penthouse.
She was, yeah. Playboy.
Yeah.
She was in Playboy quite a bit.
And he was 89. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
You know, things were good for 18 months for this guy. So he left all his children, all of his money. He never changed his will,
right.
Basically. He didn't
Son
really leave any money to her.
And she thought she was going to get something.
I'm sure she did. Well, she filed...
He should have, because his kids sure as hell weren't doing those things for him.
It's true.
I don't know. I'm not even a fan of hers or anything like that. I just think she should have got something.
Well, the thing is does... The state recognizes that the wife is deserves a certain amount of, an inheritance generally.
Right.
I mean, here you have under most situations, if a husband dies, with or without a will, the wife should, deserve some money, that kind of thing. So, essentially, his wife, his partner in life was left without a dime? That's a weird thing.
It's bad.
That's a weird thing. And so, the judge, granted her a certain amount of money, and of course the kids... I think it was like half of it. The guy's a multi-billionaire. And the kids come back and, they're like, no, she didn't get left any. We want our money back. She's nothing but a tramp. She's nothing but
a
high-paid call girl.
You'll be right.
These sorts of things.
That's not true, because a high-paid call girl works out, negotiates the price beforehand.
Yes.
And normally collects on it.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. Number 10, Pamela Anderson. Number 9, Brooke Burke. Jennifer
Lopez. What has she done recently that Pamela, anyone would want to see?
She's done something for 282 weeks, because she's been on the list forever. Number 7, Tara Reid. Apparently she flashed someone. Is that what happened?
No, it was accidentally her dress fell down.
Yeah, which seems to happen to her fairly regularly.
Really?
She needs to start looking into some new clothes or stop doing it. 800-259-9231.
We're back with hour number 3. Coming up, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of...